It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard throughout the tri-state area. Listen on the radio at kntrtalk.com and the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, I mean, could you imagine a twin? Paul Lavoie.
And welcome to Speak Out. It's Wednesday, November 16th, 2022. And I have a very special guest in the studio. Not our normal guest from the chamber. Carrie Singer is out today. And we have, I think we actually have the source for events here today for the chamber. This is a really good thing. We have the source, Amanda Mahaffey, is here. And Amanda is Director of Special Events for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And you have been with the chamber a long time. We'll get to that in a moment because the hot news right now in Havasu is that school board race, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And I got some clarification from the county on something. Not sure where the Today's News Herald got their information, which was passed down to me, and in my news. But anyway, Sharon Harvey, won one of the two seats that were available. She had 11,351 votes. Barbara Lumpkins, here's where it gets really dicey, right? Barbara Lumpkins, 9,696 votes. Lisa Roman, 9,695.
Wow.
So they're separated by one vote.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So here's a little clarification I got from the county. Roger Galloway passed this along. I guess he did a little research. And Ryan Esplin is the county attorney that advises the Board of Supervisors. And Ryan says, I cannot find anything in state law that authorizes or requires a recount in the event of a tie in a local school board election. We don't have a tie right now. The story reads 10 votes or less is an automatic, it triggers an automatic recount. Ryan says in the past there may have been recounts of school board elections in the event of a tie, but today I cannot see anything in the law that would authorize a recount of a tie vote in a local school board election. Well, they're not tied.
Yeah.
So what's the rule?
Right?
Well, and the word I get, and if anybody knows for sure, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, if you know for sure, or you're a lawyer, or you've read the Arizona Revised Statute, that sort of thing. But what I'm hearing is there may be a coin toss if there's a tie.
Right.
But I would think both candidates would have to agree to that.
Yeah, I would think so.
So I wouldn't want my fate
on a coin toss.
It is a volunteer position. It's not a paid position,
right?
So mm-hmm. That makes it a volunteer position, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, you volunteer your time. All right. So moving on from that, we're going to keep an eye on that because it's a really interesting development. And thanks to Roger for providing that information from Ryan Esplin. In the NBA tonight, the Suns at Golden State, probably one of the best games of the night. That's at 8 p.m. is the tip-off over on 94.3, 100.5, and 980 a.m. Then tomorrow night, we have the Titans at Packers. Believe it or not, the Packers with a losing record, Titans at 6-3, and the Packers are favored by 3. So, yeah, go figure.
Yeah.
5:30 is the broadcast. 6:10 or so is the kickoff. And then on Friday night, you have Phoenix at Utah. That's a 7 o'clock tip-off. and we'll have Havasu Fighting Knights football at Poston Butte. They'll take on the Broncos. That's in Santan Valley. Steve Greeley will be there. It's the 4A playoffs on Friday night, 7 p.m. kickoff, 6:45 pregame. But that's only on the AM and at KNTRSports.com only. So if you want to listen to the Fighting Knights, tune in to the go onto the website on the internet. It's KNTRSports.com or 980 AM. We have a whole bunch of games on over the weekend as well. College action, Trojans at UCLA. That's on Saturday. That'll be pretty good.
Yeah, cool.
All right. For those of you who troll the show for giveaways, we have one. We have a really good giveaway. Check this out, Amanda. Blue Water Resort and Casino, River Willow Steakhouse. $50 gift certificate.
Nice.
We have five of them available. Call me in the breaks, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. Heck, just save it in your phone.
Yeah.
Right? And they have a menu that features mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, I'm all over that, and more. The River Willow also offers an extensive selection of wines, including hard-to-find vintages. Are you a wine drinker?
You know what?
I am not.
Not as much. No, I used to be, but not anymore.
Yeah, I am not. So, yeah, bring this up just a hair right there. There you go. That way we can hear you. And their hours are Wednesday through Sunday, 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. So, again, give us a call during the break for a $50 gift certificate to the River Willow Steakhouse. And that's not too bad.
No,
not
that
too
place
shabby.
Is delicious. I've been there a couple times.
Have you?
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, we'll have to see your review on what on Yelp, right?
Right.
You didn't do a review?
No.
Because I know you're all over that interwebs thing, right?
You know, I try. I try.
Right,
to be.
Right. So how did you find the chamber? How many years ago?
It'll be 7 years in January.
And how did you?
So I was a supervisor at the Hampton Inn.
Okay.
And I heard about the position opening through actually David McCatlin. And I applied, and
was Dave a council member at the time?
You know what? I believe
he probably was. Yeah. All right. Let's take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out. Oh, caller hung up.
Okay.
I was hoping that he had a clarification on that, but or they were going to call outside of the break. If you call outside of the breaks, folks, be prepared to give me your phone number, and I don't think I need an email on this one. So it doesn't say I need an email. All right. Anyway, so you took the position. What did you start at the chamber? You didn't obviously go in as a director.
No, I started at membership and events assistant to Jenny Koch. And then I stayed with that position through Nikki Nickel. And then once Nikki left, me and Carrie, we split Nikki's position.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I've been working with events since I started the position there, so it's not new for me.
What's your biggest event of the year that the chamber puts on?
I would say Winterfest.
Winterfest?
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have information on that today. Today is going to be more Desert Bash.
Desert Bash.
Centric.
Yes.
So, all right, when did tickets go on sale for Desert Bash?
So tickets were available September 15th. They went live on the website on Eventbrite, and we actually sold out a couple weeks ago with selling 250 off-road poker run tickets.
All right, so the middle of September, and then 2 weeks ago, finally sold out.
Yes, sold
good.
Out. This is
That's
the
good.
First time we've sold out since COVID, so
right.
We were very excited.
Yeah, since pre-COVID.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I remember Nikki saying that those tickets usually went really fast.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, before COVID, we would sell out within 24 hours once we did all the applications online. So, we were very excited to be sold out. We have a great lineup this year. It's going to be fun.
I'm really familiar with Desert Bash, and there's another event called the Desert Tromp that's a lot like
I saw that over the weekend.
And that was the 8th annual and I was actually at the Desert Tromp, but so the Desert Bash, tell everybody what it is for those who aren't familiar with it.
Okay, so Desert Bash is an off-road poker run. The run takes place on Saturday, December 10th. It's 70 miles through the desert. Ooh. There's five checkpoints. Just Money Motorsports is a checkpoint, Anderson Toyota, A-Team Real Estate Professionals, Hangar 24, and Mojave Mortgage. They're going to be the checkpoints, and they're going to have some cool stuff going on at their stops. You draw a card, and then back at the event area, you see if you're
right.
First place, second place winner. So
looks like Mojave Mortgage is going to break the arch out one more time.
Yeah.
They did it last weekend, too.
Yeah,
next to the stage.
I saw that. I saw some pictures from that. They did bring it last year for Desert Bash as well, and they actually have some really cool drone footage of that. So we're hoping we get some cool videos this year, too.
And you got Curtis from Hangar 24, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, this is his first year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, doing it. He's actually going to be stop five. He's inside the event area. He's really excited. It's gonna be a great year.
It sounds like a great year.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Who are your other sponsors?
So we have Tri-State Equipment Rentals, Ride Havasu. We have Pioneer Earth Movers, Joel's Tees, Unisource, Romer, Republic, and Funtime Inflatables are our sponsors. And then we have Stoney's Bar and Grill and Sweet Breeze Crepes are our food vendors.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sounds good. So what's included with the registration for those folks that have already registered? And can you just go out there?
Yeah, absolutely. So with the Poker Run tickets, that is included for the run, and then you get a poker hand card, and you get a drawing ticket for at the end on Saturday. And then, absolutely, you can come out Friday. We'll have Anderson Power Sports is actually the presenting sponsor this year for Desert Bash. So they'll have stuff out there for people to check out. Ride Havasu will have a booth out there as well on Friday and Saturday. And then Saturday we'll have zip lining, rock wall. We'll have a mechanical bull out there from Funtime Inflatables. So we'll have 50-50 tickets, prizes. And then on Saturday, this is the first time we've had two live bands out
this
on Saturday.
This is Saturday, December 9th?
December 10th is Saturday.
Oh, Saturday's the 10th, okay.
Yeah, 9th is really just check-in for all of the Poker Run participants. They're going to pick up their packets, and they can enjoy food. And it's really the low-key day is Friday.
Do you stay out there both days?
I will be staying out there Thursday night through Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we camp out there. It's a whole good time.
Right.
We have a great time.
I know Lisa was out there for quite a while in the past. So,
yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
Of course, Executive Director Lisa Kruger.
Mm-hmm.
So, excellent. Again, that's the 9th and 10th. Where is base camp?
Okay, so we are out at Standard Wash Area. It's 7001 off Arizona 95. Mm-hmm. So if you know where the Campbell Ready Mix plant is out there.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
You can't miss
just
it.
Just look
it's
off
that
to
turn.
The left.
Yep,
yeah.
And we'll have flags. We'll have banners out there. Yeah, you won't be able to miss it. And it's right there off the 95.
As you're driving south, it's right there. You can't miss it.
So
I think it was last year they had a movie or something.
Yeah, the past 2 years.
It's probably cold, though.
We actually didn't get to do it last year because the weather was not in our favor.
Right, right.
So, but yeah, we had it the year before and it was great. But this year we've decided, you know what, we're going to go all in with these bands and
oh, there you go.
Make it a party into the night. So it's going to be great.
Okay, so bands, does that mean both nights?
So on Saturday, we only are playing the bands on Saturday.
Okay, who are the bands?
Okay, so we have Mudfish from 1 to 5. And then we'll have a little break. We're going to do prizes, the 50-50.
Right.
And then Midnight Rebel is going to play until 10.
Oh, very good. Wow. That's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold, but we're going to be pumped up. It's the end of Desert Bash. We're going to all party, and it's going to be great.
The only one that stays warm is the drummer, trust me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And then about 10 minutes after the gig, you're like, it is cold out here. So now I know what they're complaining about. So, all right, let's take a short break. And Amanda, believe it or not, likes 90s country. That's a good thing.
Yeah, here
that's
we
a
go.
Real good thing. So if you caught the, what was it, the 8th? What do they call those? The Academy of Country Music Awards? Is
the
that
CMAs?
What it was? It was the CMAs. Yes. Thank you. I was thinking the ACMs for some reason. If you caught the CMAs, you saw an excellent performance by Alan Jackson.
I did.
Yeah, wasn't that cool?
Yes.
Yeah.
Super cool. I've been watching that for years. It's the new talent, though, is pretty good, too.
I didn't catch it live, but I caught it on Hulu.
That's what I watched it on,
it was,
Hulu.
It was excellent. Very impressive. I like Peyton Manning was a little restrained, joke-wise, but, yeah, he did well.
Yeah, it was good.
I enjoyed it. All right, Amanda Mahaffey is here from the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. She's the Director of Special Events. I'm Paul Lavoie. We'll be back with more in a moment, and we'll talk more about Desert Bash coming up on December 9th and 10th. Stay with us. Brandon Hill is also coming in. He's a sales consultant from SunPower by Esme Electric. And don't forget, we have those River Willow Steakhouse tickets. $50, I'm sorry, not tickets, they're gift certificates. $50 gift certificates. And it's open Wednesday through Sunday from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Give me a call, and I'll hook you up with a $50 gift certificate to the River Willow Steakhouse. We'll be right back. All right, a little David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle. If that's not 90s country, I don't know what is. Right, right? Oh, here you are. I got you. I just had the wrong channel up.
Oh.
Operator error. What are you going to do? Yeah, he's alive and well, by the way. Saw him at the Coconino County Fair up in Flagstaff.
Yeah,
fantastic show. Yeah. Little loud, but no, and not really a show, but the songs were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he wrote everything that he played, and a lot of it was other people's hits.
Right.
Like top five hits, you know? Yeah.
That would be fun.
So that's how he's making his money.
There you go.
Perfect. Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. So does the Chamber.
Yes.
Absolutely. Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. GDK LLC. Also, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, and by Les Olson IT, your company's one source for office technology. Go online to lesolson.com/Kingman. Les Olson, OLSON.com/Kingman. Don't forget, we stream live, and our show archives are at KNTRTalk.com. I'll give you a card right there,
and you
can listen to yourself later. Critique yourself and say, hey, Carrie, I need to go on the show more. We're also on the Lake Havasu City app. All redone, faster than ever, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And congratulations to Richard. Richard's called in from Kingman, and he won himself a $50 gift certificate to the River Willow Steakhouse at Blue Water Resort and Casino. And we have a review here from Amanda that just says it's amazing.
Yeah, that place is delicious.
All right.
Very good. And it's and the ambiance in there is very nice,
How long
too.
Has it been since you've been there?
It's been a little while.
Really?
But, I mean, I remember. And
yeah.
Yeah, I remember it being really good. And, yeah, the lighting in there is perfect. Perfect for, like, a date night.
Yeah, right.
So.
All right, perfect. Well, Richard, there you go. You have a head start on a date night with a $50 gift certificate from KNTR Talk. All right, so we're talking about Desert Bash, and we left off on the bands. You have Mudfish and Midnight Rebel.
Yes, so Midnight Rebel will end the night at 10 o'clock, but that doesn't mean you have to go home. You can still hang out, especially if you're camping. We also have camping spots are still available. We have about 30 spots, so if you just want to spend the day on Saturday and Friday, even if you want to, come out and camp and hang out all weekend.
And bring something warm.
Yes, bundle up, yes.
It's kind of weird. It's like if you don't have wind, it's actually pretty nice during the day.
Yeah.
Actually, it could get a little warm.
A little warm, yeah.
But
we
then
start
at night,
out on layers and then we...
But then at night, bring some gloves.
Yes, yes, gloves, a beanie.
Then you'll be comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and we're also asking... So we are not going to have a beer garden this year.
Oh,
so
you're not.
No. So no alcohol sales are going to be happening, but you are more than welcome to bring your ice chests, your chairs, come out and hang out, listen to music, eat some great food from Stoney's and Sweet Breeze Crepes. And
That sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm very excited.
Right, right. How many entries do you have this year? Do you know?
251.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah. So we are all sold out. It's going to be a good time. And, you know, Saturday morning, they start lining up at 6 o'clock. And they're lined up all the way to 95, and they go out in heats, and everyone just has a great time. And
that's just the side-by-sides or whatever vehicle they bring, right?
Right, yeah. So we've actually, in the past, we've had, we haven't had dirt bikes the past few years, but dirt bikes are out there.
Jeeps?
And then Jeeps, yeah, we let them go last. But yeah, I've seen Jeeps. I've seen expeditions go on this thing.
Whoa.
I don't know if that's... Hey, good idea, but they've done it, and they've come back, and they've had a great time, too. It just takes them a little longer.
Yeah, get your 10-ply, you know, E-rated tires out there.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. So where does the course go?
So it goes up towards Alamo.
So east?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much. So you're going to go south for a little bit, and then you're going to go east up towards, like, Alamo.
Alamo Lake.
I know that you can get to the course off of the 40 in some places.
Oh, my.
I'm hoping. I have actually not done the run personally, but I was hoping this year I get a chance to go out there before the run, just kind of get an idea of what everyone else is experiencing. So some things are in the works for me, and I told Carrie that – Volan told her that she needs to go with me because
who has the seniority?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
That's,
yeah.
That means you Volan told her.
Yes.
Nice. Well,
but you gotta go along with me, and so hopefully we get the opportunity to do that. I know Ride Havasu and even Search and Rescue, they're a huge part of this. They have offered to take us out there. So.
Sounds like fun. Again, yeah, go over the sponsors one more time.
Okay, so
you
our,
have the Poker Run sponsors.
Yeah, so well, our presenting sponsor is Anderson Power Sports, and then we have Tri-State Equipment Rentals, Ride Havasu, Pioneer Earth Movers, Joel's Tees, Unisource. We have Mojave Mortgage, Hangar 24, A-Team, Real Estate Professionals, Anderson Toyota, Just Money Power Sports, Republic, Romer, Funtime Inflatables, and then our food trucks.
Nice.
Yes.
Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
You got through it.
I did.
Your
and
maiden
now...
voyage. I told you I'd never lost anybody.
Yeah, 3 weeks and counting. So come down, party with us, and it'll be a great time.
3 weeks from this Friday and Saturday?
From last...
Oh,
so we're getting down to it.
Getting down to the nitty-gritty.
Yes, it is happening.
That's right. It's December 9th and 10th, folks. The Desert Bash over at Standard Wash. And it'll look like a big city over there.
Yeah,
a sprawling city.
And it's free. Anybody can come out there and listen to music and stuff. So.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
Way to go. All right, Amanda Mahaffey, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Again, Amanda's the Director of Special Events for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. I'm Paul Lavoie. Let's go out with some T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Yes.
Sound good?
Yes.
Little Travis Tritt. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Brandon Hill from Esme Electric.
Well, I smell T-R-O-U-B-L-E.
Welcome back to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie. Brandon Hill is here. He's in the house.
I'm here this month.
Hey, I wasn't even going to mention.
I had to.
He's kind of making brownie points, though. He's got he doesn't have swag, so he's not my new best friend yet. But he does have his uniform on.
Oh, I always got to have my uniform
on. No, you're like logoed everywhere. Oh, that's what we tell Greg. That's right.
I'm just wearing the hat because I need a haircut. That's what it is.
He has his uniform on, as always, Greg. So
yeah.
There you go. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College, Herbs Herbs, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, and by the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. And don't forget, especially when you're shopping for solar, buy local or buy local. And that's a big deal right now.
Oh, it's always been a big deal. I've been born and raised here for 42 years. That's been Havasu's motto forever, is buy local.
Yeah, I mean, actually going with a solar company that services what they sell, number one, and people you can trust, right?
Absolutely.
There are companies out there that are telling people, well, things that really aren't true, like especially about taxes.
That's a big thing. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be upset out there that were promised something that I talked to a few people, in time. So they, it's not going to be good for them because just make sure you talk to your tax advisor at all times before you ever purchase solar. Make sure you talk to them, see what you can do on a federal tax credit, and go from there. Please don't let the solar consultants be your tax advisor for that whatsoever.
What is the federal tax credit right now, if you get in by the end of the year?
Actually, it's they passed it for 10 more years. So it's 30% federal tax credit. So on the total cost of the system, which is phenomenal.
30%?
Heck yeah. If you can get the government to pay 30% of the system for you, why not go ahead and get that done? And then on top of that, get the $1,000 state tax credit.
Right, yep. Right. So nice. Yep. So was that all part of the Build Back Better or whatever they called it?
Yeah, that was a little part. There's a little bit more stuff that we're still trying to read and figure out without putting us up in a hole, making sure the facts are, because the way they read it and the way it's said, it's got some other stuff. But the 30%, that's guaranteed, the $1,000.
So. Right. Seems yep. like, especially with this administration, your renewables are more popular than ever, especially solar.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
You guys must be getting just barraged with phone calls.
We're definitely slammed. The good thing is we have five full crews doing installs right now. So we are doing a lot of solar, a lot.
Nice.
So,
way to go.
Yep.
Take me through that. Okay, you do the initial consultation, right? You have, let's say, somebody in Golden Valley, for example. You mm-hmm. do Golden Valley, you do Kingman, Bullhead, Havasu, yep. which is the home base. Mm-hmm. But wherever you have the person in Golden Valley calls you, you go out to the house, give them a free presentation.
Well, yep, absolutely. So I get a little information. If they're in Golden Valley or over an hour or something like that, I get a little information over the phone. I just kind of pick their brain a little bit first to make sure to see if solar's even going to be worth their while, because I don't want to waste somebody else's time when I already know if, for the most part, what their bills are, you know, and are they here full time, are they not here full time, what kind of house they're living in, modular, mobile home, whatever. So get a little information, then we set up an appointment and go on out and sit down, and we kind of just take it to the next phase and see if it's going to be worth their while to go solar. But it's very simple, very easy process. We do not charge to come out and sit and talk to you. I just waste a little bit of your time, but after you go solar, you're going to go, well, that wasn't wasting my time whatsoever. Right. So,
I imagine you always want to talk to the husband and wife together also.
You always want to try to get everyone there, because then you have somebody that really doesn't know nothing about solar now being the third party, when they're sitting together at night. You go, well, he said this, or he said that. Well, no, he was kind of like this. So they can kind of pick each other's brain of what we went over, because we do go over quite a bit with the mm-hmm. customer. And I always reiterate it when I sit back down with them. Hey, okay, what kind of questions? Let's go over it again, because I want to make sure that if they do go solid, they're 110% comfortable with whatever they go with. So.
Oh, interesting.
Absolutely.
All right, so you've left the folks that you were talking to, your presentation, they decide, yeah, we're all in.
Mm-hmm.
What happens next?
Now what we do, we start doing engineering. We start measuring the roof. Greg, actually the owner, still goes out. He measures everything up.
Greg himself, huh?
Oh, God, yeah. He likes doing it. Man, he's a workaholic. He loves it. He loves meeting the customers out there, you know, who's purchasing his product. He likes being a part of that 100%. So we go out, we get the measurements, we get some plans built up the way everything's going to be installed. We get a signature, everything gets put in for permits, so on and so forth. We're about 60 to 90 days out, maybe a little bit longer, just because we got Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. So, you know, we'll be off, crews will be off for a little bit of time.
You
there,
too,
so.
Huh?
I hope so.
I'm actually off all next week.
Oh, nice.
Good programming side note right there. I will not be doing Speak Out all next week, Monday through Friday. I'm going to, finally, right, after 2.5 years.
There you go.
Get a little time out of the office.
Hey, man, you need that sanity. You need to go do something.
Kind of. Is that what was happening?
Yeah.
The insanity thing creeping in?
Yeah.
Perfect. So, anyway, how long does construction take, or installation, if you will?
Actual install's a couple days.
Depending what?
On, yeah.
Really?
We do an install 2 to 4 days, depending on the size of the system, and the plus, you know, you got wind, so we've been getting more wind the last 3 years than we ever have. So that comes into factor, because if they're placing panels up there, Greg does not want certain people installing, you know, because you got these cells, and mm-hmm. it's not good. So it all depends on weather and stuff like that. But average, about 2 to 4 days, we're in and out. And then everything gets approved, Unisource then go ahead and puts their solar meter in, and once they do that, then we can turn their system on, hit the button, and they're rocking and rolling.
And that, you bring up a really good point, because there is a, you have to go through the utility company, because you're actually putting electricity, another source of electricity going to the home. So whether it's MEC, of course Mojave Electric, or Unisource, the customer doesn't have to deal with that, though, right? You guys do.
Yeah, we take care of everything for the customer. We have paperwork that we have them sign that gives us the authority. Okay, we'll do this. Unisource lets the customer know what's going on each step of the way. So I always let them, okay, hey, we're taking care of it. They're just CCing you on the emails, letting us know what step they're in and what they need each step of the way. But our office girls down there at the office are awesome. They take care of all of that. So.
Anyway, we're talking with Brandon Hill. He's a sales consultant with Esme Electric, SunPower by Esme Electric. And if you want to ask Brandon a question, give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. And this is not something like installing AC. You don't need cranes or anything out there on the site, right?
No, but it all depends on three-story, two-story houses.
Oh,
we got scissor jacks, all that stuff to make it safer and easier for us. Well, we've been doing it for over 16 years.
Sure.
Solar, but electrical contractor for over 43 here in Lake Havasu City. So,
what's that like when that customer that you met with, you did the presentation, you go out and you see all that on their house, the panels, and they're happy with what's happening. They're using the app, which we'll talk about in a minute. What's that like as a salesperson?
It's knowing that I've got my back by my boss, by Greg Esme, knowing that the customer is going to be happy, knowing if I do see them in the grocery store, I'm not hiding on aisle 2 when they're on aisle 4. You know, I know that they're super happy, because literally 70% of my business is referrals. Once the person gets it, they go, God, I wish I would have just done this sooner.
You get that a lot, don't you?
A lot.
You say that a lot.
I say it a lot because it happens a lot.
I wish I would have.
You know, we do the events and stuff, you know, year round, and we always have our customers. Oh, my God. I love it. Love it.
Right. Now, tell me about the warranty.
With the SunPower warranty, we do have the best warranty on the market, and that's why Greg will only sell SunPower, because it's 100% warranted. You don't pay for labor, you don't pay for shipping, and you don't pay for parts for 25 years on your panels, your racking, and your microinverters, which is phenomenal. And the good thing about SunPower, they're backing you 100%. They could go out of business tomorrow, but they still have millions of dollars upon millions of dollars set aside for warranty work in the future if anything ever were to happen to them.
Wow, interesting. Now let's talk about the app that I just referred to.
Mm-hmm.
There's an app that you can download into your phone that actually keeps track of everything. Right?
Yeah, keeps
all
track
your generation.
Of what, yeah, keeps track of what your system's doing by the day, the week, the month, the year. You can see, okay, well, why did I produce this when I should have produced this? Then if we think there's something wrong with your system, that's when we just go out there and we fix it for our customers. But the app's phenomenal. People love it. You have about 5% of the people that, man, I'm talking religiously, they just look at it every single day. They're writing everything down.
I would. I'd be charting it.
And then you got, yeah, then you got
probably does that for you, though.
Then you got people just kind of look at it, show their friends and family, and then you got 50% people to just go, hey, as long as I'm not getting my electric bills, I really don't care. So
right.
They
right,
don't
right.
just they don't look at it. They just go, I haven't paid a bill in God knows how long. And that's the thing about going with solar. Quit
solar,
throwing your money away.
Solar's been around for a while, too.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of advances have been made since, you know, is it something that evolves constantly?
Not really.
Really?
You know, I've been selling
solar. That's kind of a good thing, though.
It really is. The efficiency of the panel is getting a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
SunPower still had the world record on that. But realistically, the panels are actually getting bigger. I hear people go, I want to wait until they're this size. I go, well, the time you wait for that to happen, you could already have your system paid for it, and you're already done and made your money back twice over. Because I don't see it, and I hear about it. I read all the stuff, and it's not happening. The panels are actually getting bigger.
Oh, they are.
Yeah. So
really?
Is that
bigger in area, width, or both?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. So we have a 425 watt panel. That's their big one that we're using right now. And of course, we still have the smaller ones too,
uh-huh.
which is fine as long as you have the roof space. My job is to make sure to get you the best price to save you the most money.
You guys have talked about the truckload sale in the past. What's that?
It's just we're a master dealer for SunPower. There's four stages of being a dealer through SunPower. Mm-hmm. You can't just come in and go, you know what, I'm going to sell SunPower today. No, you got to do some training. You have to become a dealer, and you have to work your way up the steps. We're a master dealer, so we get the best pricing for SunPower. So SunPower just goes, hey, we got 1,000 panels right here. Do you want to buy all these right now? We'll sell them to you at this price so we can actually lower the prices and give them to our customers at a less price.
Oh, great. Yep. Didn't you guys win a national award recently?
A few times we've won it. It's a 100% customer satisfaction award.
So where does that come from?
SunPower.
How is that determined?
So that's through all the dealers in the country in the United States of SunPower, and we had the best satisfaction of our customers, 100% of everything. Every one of our customers were phenomenally happy with us.
Interesting.
10 out of 10s. Sometimes we got the 9s and mm-hmm. stuff like that, but it was like, yeah, you guys need room for improvement. You can't be perfect. And I was like, okay. Well, just let you know, you just knocked us down a notch.
No. Right.
But no, I always tell my customers, if we're not a 10 out of 10 for you, I need to know why, and I need to fix it for you immediately to make sure that we're 100%
right.
perfect for you.
What about commercial?
Commercial, we will do commercial. Only bummer thing about commercial is we don't have financing available. Banks, not financing for commercial jobs.
Okay.
But commercial is phenomenal. You get the 30% federal tax credit, and I think you get up to a 10% state tax credit on commercial, maxed out at $25,000.
Oh, nice.
It's a little harder to get, but it is there. It's something you have to apply for. It's not as easy as the federal tax credit, but I've had a bunch of people that I've sold commercial to didn't have problems getting that back. So,
but you talked about financing for commercial. Does that mean the business would have to get their own financing
yes,
in place?
So the company would have to get their own financing.
Is that difficult, though?
You know, I couldn't tell you. As long as their credit's good, I'm sure they can get any loan that they want.
No, I mean for solar, you know.
It's just a home improvement loan, or it's an improvement for your building.
Sure.
You can get it, but then again, you know, home improvement loans or other loans like that, you're looking at 7-10% interest.
Oh, I got you.
So it's usually cash that does it because they're doing very well, and they just said, you know what? My electric bill's $3,000 in the freaking summertime. I'm tired of throwing away $30,000 a year when I can invest that $30,000 and put it in my pocket, my bank account each year.
So it's like every time I turn around or I look at different, you know, sales magazines, that kind of, you know, with the ads and that sort of thing, I see solar company. And I see SunPower too. Mm-hmm. But why choose SunPower by Esme Electric with all the other options out there?
There's many different reasons. For one, like I said, we're locally owned and operated for over 43 years. We have a great name for ourselves. The panel that we use, we back it 100%. SunPower backs it 100%. We're always going to be there for our customer to make sure everything's going to be perfect for them in the future. And I understand, you know what, stuff does happen in the future, but SunPower is backing their product, and that's the main thing about it. And that's really hard to come by because a lot of solar companies come and go faster than they come, or even distributions, you know, or the solar panels itself. Look at LG that was out there forever. That was a great panel.
Really?
It really was. But they just said, nope, we're done distribution of LGs. So people that bought them didn't quite get the warranty that they were promised as the future comes for them.
That's interesting. Do you ever have to go out and see if, like, your inverter will work with another system that's already in place?
Yeah, inverters pretty much work for any other
panel. Oh, they are universal?
Yeah, there's different inverters. It all depends what size, what kind of system you're going with, a DC or an AC system with microinverters or bigger inverters.
I didn't realize you could go with AC on solar. I thought it was all DC.
It's all DC, but it's an AC system the way it comes out, because each panel that SunPower sells now has its own microinverter.
Oh,
so
nice.
So that way if an inverter goes out, that one panel only goes out, and we come and fix it to where the other systems, some other systems, they have the big inverters.
That's why it's so efficient.
Yes.
Gotcha. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, I just had a quick question, and I'll hang up. I was wondering, where is your panels and your equipment manufactured in?
Malaysia. SunPower is Malaysia, then put together actually in Mexico, and then shipped over here to the States.
okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Not sure.
They're a U.S.-based company, but worldwide. It's out of Malaysia and then put together in Mexico. They were talking about it doing a big $20 million facility here in the States a while ago, and then the COVID hit and all that stuff.
Sure. So, again, let's go over the tax credit deal and promises about tax credits from other companies.
Just make sure, again, you guys, please, I can't express it enough. If you're going solar, please do not take any tax advice from solar consultants. Please talk to your tax advisor so you know what's coming and what's not going to come. There's not going to be worse that you've got a payment for a financed system and then it goes up because you can't pay that federal tax credit back when you get it back from the federal government. And I just can't express it enough. Just do your homework. Do your due diligence, you know.
That's the one thing you can't do for people.
I just can't. I can only show the facts.
You're not an accountant.
I can only show the facts of what I can do for them, and I just check it out. Give us a holler. If you have any questions whatsoever, give us a shout. I'll be more than happy to show you what we can do for you.
So in the tri-state area then, when you talk about Havasu, where outside of Havasu do you go to?
Pretty much 80 miles out. As of right now, we've been kind of shortening it a little bit just because we are so busy. But
we're
going Golden Valley, Parker, APS is out there, Quartzsite,
Parker, Quartzsite, Golden Valley. Wow, Quartzsite all the way to Quartzsite.
Yep, we've done nice. RV parks. We've done other places out there. It's like I said,
Bullhead City, Kingman.
Oh yes, all out there.
All right,
pretty much 80 miles from Lake Havasu City. So.
Right, and then how do people reach you?
Just give us a call. You can give me a call on my cell phone at 928-727-4198 or give us a call at our office at 928-855-7375.
Right.
Please just give us a shout. If you're just curious about it, you know, don't be that person that goes, well, if it's just too good, if this is it, why doesn't everybody have it? And I go, well, how long did it take for you to have me sit down at your table to show you what we can do for you?
Right.
And that's, again, those are the people that, you know what, God, I wish I would have done this sooner. And those are the people that refer me to other people because they go, hey, you need to check this out. Just check it out.
And right now is the perfect time of year for generating solar energy.
This is the best time of year. Get your system up and running before the summertime hits. Get your credits built up. Unisource will owe you hundreds of dollars. That when the summertime comes, you can drop your AC, live more comfortable, and pay yourself every single month.
How does that work with your credits? You keep track of that on your bill?
Unisource keeps track of it with a solar meter that they provide you. Uh-huh. It keeps track of all your kilowatt hours that you overproduce and you give back to the grid. Again, it's your power, your money. I've seen Unisource pay out people a lot of times because they overproduced, didn't use all the power that they were producing, and get a check for $1,100, $500 from Unisource.
So that's a certain time of year they do that?
Yes, every October they true up with the customers and they just go, okay, here we are. But we really don't size systems up for you to be getting checks because, you know, we're allowed to do the 125%, and we have to have a reasoning why you're going bigger. What are you adding? You're adding a pool, okay, you're adding an addition, a casita. You want to add mini splits to your garage, which everybody, it's mini split. If you don't have a mini split, you're just not in these
now,
days,
right?
Man, I tell you what, where were these 20
years
ago?
Used to be a swamper in your garage.
Hey, I have that too.
Yeah. Now it's mini splits.
Yep.
All right.
I love it.
Brandon, always good to see you. Give out the number one more time, numbers.
928-727-4198, or please call the office, 928-855-7375. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Always, man. As long as you're not tardy or stand me up.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Hey, man, come on.
You're the one that mentioned it.
I know.
He's got the red shirt on with the logo. He's got the cap going on. And, you can tell who he works for today. SunPower by Esme Electric. All right,
thanks,
I'm Paul
buddy.
Lavoie. I'll be right back. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right. I know it's not 90s country, but I had this song in my head, a definite earworm of the day. Little Jason Aldean, You Make It Easy. For sure. All right, coming up on Speak Out 2.0, Kristen Ott, the CEO from Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Salvation Army Major Chris Suarez, and they'll definitely, I'm sure, be talking about the upcoming Red Kettle campaign. All right, on tomorrow's show here on Speak Out, we'll have George Kruppel from the Lake Havasu Community Choir, and Diane Klostermeyer is going to come in. We're going to do that pace drawing that we do every year. So stay with us on KNTR Talk 106.3, Voice of the Free.
This is KNTR Talk, AJJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM and 106.3, The Voice of the Free.